I got a surplus of energy today, so here we go. Let's roll. Make a little podcast for you. Now, I've been rattling them off like rapid fire, like maybe making too many podcasts, because if you make too many, then people are not going to take it very seriously. But you know what? At the end of the day, I don't really fucking care. It's not even for the audience. It's for myself, because I really like to talk and hear myself talk. All right? So this is my selfishness. I don't really care if people listen or not, but if they did, I'm pretty sure it would dramatically improve their life. So friend of a friend is a son of a billionaire, Hong Kong, some kind of like angel investor, comes from a family of money, right? How many generations? I don't know. But if you go back to all of the empires that ever existed and all of the pools of money, like, I would think back in the day, if wealth was skewed the way it used to be skewed, like, families would be trillion-dollar families, you know, in today's number system. Like, you would think, right, if a kingdom literally taxed all their people and they had all the land, you would think that the king would easily be a multi-trillionaire. So where did all that money go? Either the kids are fucking retarded and spend all the money, right? Money disappears. Country goes broke. You see that happen in France, you know, Renaissance and shit. Or the family is very good with money, right, and at least continues to appreciate it. So if that's the case, think about it. Trillions of dollars have been around since the dawn of time in organizations of power. Power network, network resources, land, and raw materials, then the capitalization and utilization of labor, right? That's the only way it could go. So anyways, friend of a friend is son of a billionaire. It reminds me, just like my friend in San Antonio, Blake, son of a really wealthy, you know, 9 and 10 figures is ultra rich. Okay, 100 and 1 million, 1 billion plus is ultra rich. Right? Anything more than that is like top 10, top 20 or whatever. So anywho, yeah, super depressed, alcoholic, bedridden. You know, it's sad that this happens to super rich kids, but it happens to them a lot, you know, because parents use them as punching bags. Parents enable them to be losers and then give them everything and then treat them like losers. So it's a shame, but it happens a lot. Only thing that the kid could do is cut himself off from his parents, which is the hardest thing in the world, because parents going to make the kid feel like he's a fucking loser, alcoholic, needs rehab, needs, you know, turn his life around, you know, but, you know, keep giving him money. So they enable zero change and they just allow him to be fucking half dead all the time. It's, you know, bottom line is that they don't know what to do to motivate him aside from cut him off. And then, you know, the mother cannot stand to cut off their child, you know. Oh my God, let him fend for himself. He'll die, right? He'll let him into the wilderness. No, he'll die. He can't handle it, right? That's pathetic. Real father should fucking treat this kid to fucking man up, grow some muscles, use a fucking sword, and you eat what you kill, and you kill what you eat, right? And then you'll be a fucking badass, and everybody will fucking want you in their village, right? We're going back to fucking primal, you know? Conquistador. So, anyways, friend of a friend, and, like, she went to go visit him for the weekend, and I was like, dude, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. And then, lo and behold, oh, you were 100% right. They're all depressed. They're all into kinky, weird sex, like orgies and all kinds of fucking weird shit, right? Because that's what rich people do. They're bored. They're depressed. And then a lot of their depression manifests in perverted sexual acts. You know, like, I've heard this many times before. And so I'm like, okay, look, obviously he's not your type because you don't want to be around half-dead losers who are bedridden and act like they have a lot of money, but all of their success comes from their parents. Like, no, like that is almost as bad as being around a crackhead. Okay. I was like, well, if you really want to help this person out, try to shock them into a state of anger. Seriously. Try to shock them into a state of rage and call them out on their bullshit. And, like, what kind of fucking girl is going to want to be with you, dude? Like, you know, they want the money and they want to go on the expensive dates. but then they realize the guy's a fucking dweeb and a loser and depressed, and like you pity them, you feel sorry for them. It's pathetic, right? So, oh, I feel sorry for you. Can you buy me some Louis Vuitton or, you know, red bottom shoes? No. What you gotta do is say, look, dude, it's time for you to fucking man up. And if that means, like, cutting yourself off from your parents and doing your own thing and pursuing your own destiny in life, like, obviously your dad became a billionaire, unless he inherited the billions, I don't know. But it's like, obviously someone in the family fucking figured it out, so it's gotta be in your DNA somewhere, right? You just never had to struggle for anything, so you just don't know how to activate it, right? You activate it through intense struggle, intense victory, you know, all of that depression, triumphant, triumph over it becomes power, right? Anyways, I woke up, I was exhausted, right? You know, and I'm having to remind myself, how the fuck do I go, like, here is the highest level CEO skill. You ready for it? Fucking rocket science. Here we go. You are always just maximizing other people's energy and production and focus. That's it. Three things, okay? Make you a trillionaire. You're a CEO. All you're doing is maximizing everybody's energy, focus, and productivity. That's it. You're up in everyone's ass as best as you can not be a dick. You don't want resentment, but a little bit of resentment is better than a lot of fucking people circle jerking and fucking sitting around and not fucking doing anything, twiddling their thumbs, playing with their ass. The thumb in the ass, they don't finish the task, okay? You got to get a little type A, you got to get a little alpha, you got to bite them a little bit, okay? At the end of the day, it's good to have a bit of testosterone in your organization. So what do? I listen to the 10X Rule by my homie, Grant Cardone, the Cardone Zone, and, you know, 3 hours of that, and I'm beamed into fucking ultra success again. Like, when people make audiobooks and books, they are literally taking the essence of their maximum whatever, anything, you know, success, energy, productivity. They're concentrating that into ultra intense focal point beam, you know, 10 hours. This guy's entire life he's putting into 7 hours of audio, right? This is the best he's got. This is who he is. This is everything he is, like, in 7 hours. Okay, you better believe that's going to be good shit. And it's fucking free, and it's infinite to duplicate. Well, it's not free. You got to buy the book. But it's infinitely replicable. They made a perfect image of themselves, right, at a maximum in their life, and mass distributed it. Like, hello, okay, so when you're feeling tired and you don't have any energy and you want energy, right, you got to tune into success. So I'm going to keep playing that book, you know, I'm going to the gym. I did like 12 to 15 miles last week. That was fucking incredible. I'm hanging out with this new girl. She does not have the best diet. She likes fast food. Unfortunately, she can stay skinny. But in Houston, like, you can get fat pretty easy here. So you got to remind people of the habits of excellence. Like, dude, you're going to bed too late. You're sleeping too much. You're eating out too much. You're spending too much on fast food. You're eating too much fast food. You need to eat wholesome food. Okay, you need to eat whole grains and vegetables and whatever. You know the drill, right? It's just constant repetition. It's just an onslaught of repetition. The repetition never ends. It's either getting more powerful, staying the same, or getting weaker, okay? You need to be around people who are getting more powerful. If you're not getting more powerful, shame on you. You know, get more powerful.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.